All right, and this lesson, the last lesson in the psychology of making a living writing online, we're going to talk about an important concept, and it's going to be tied in closely with the first two concepts, and you really, really, really need to get this right if you're going to be successful, not only on Medium, but in your writing career as a whole. So this idea is the idea of quantity leading to quality. Quantity is going to lead to quality. Now, I'm going to be giving you all of the kind of tricks of the trade, everything that I know about writing successful content, writing successful blog posts, writing popular essays. But it's going to take you not only a decent time frame, but you're going to want to write often enough to lead to getting quality content, quality writing. Too many aspiring writers, they don't write enough. They have this false idea in their mind that they're going to mentally conjure up the amazing idea for a blog post and that it's going to be successful right away. And this couldn't be further from the truth. With platforms like Medium, you're going to be the most successful if you play the volume game. Now, what do I mean by the volume game? In order to kind of build up a substantial following on Medium, you're going to have to write pretty prolifically. Now, being a prolific writer is going to be good for you just in general. I think the prolific writing approach is a better and faster way to become a good writer. But also, in order to keep up with the competition landscape on Medium, you're going to have to write a lot. I'm just going to be very upfront with you about that. I started writing on Medium 4 years ago, about 4 years ago now, and there was much less competition in the space when I initially started writing there. So my trajectory on being able to become a top writer, I'm sure, is easier than it's going to be for you, given that you've started in a little bit more of a saturated market, let's call it. But that doesn't mean that you're destined for failure. I've seen people come onto Medium even years after I got on the platform, and they've been able to make a rise, but it's because they write a lot. They write 3 to 5 times per week. They publish 3 to 5 times per week. And that does seem like a lot, especially for someone who's starting out. So don't necessarily make the commitment to writing 3 to 5 times a week, especially if you haven't gotten any traction at all. But I would definitely, at least in the beginning, aim for 1 to 2 articles per week. Aim to get a consistent level of quantity going so that you can lead to quality. Here's why it's important to be consistent while you're being prolific. If you write sporadically, you lose your skills. If you write sporadically, you're not going to consistently get better. Now, after you have a ton of practice, that changes. So I've been writing for 5 years. I could take a year off of writing altogether and I could come back and it would still be decent. I would be rusty and it wouldn't be as good, but it would still be decent because I've spent years. You just create a muscle memory and you learn all of these different techniques and you implement them and then they just flow from you naturally. So the more you write, the better off you're going to be. You don't want to be the type of person who waits until they're perfect before they start publishing their work. One of my favorite writers, James Altucher, he wrote a book called Choose Yourself. It's a self-published book that has sold more than 1 million copies. It was his 17th book. It was his 17th book, and some of the books that he made before are actually just god awful. Like, if you look at the covers, look like they were created in like Microsoft Paint. He had a blog post, he talked about it where he openly admitted that he didn't even like hire a copy editor. He had his wife at the time just proofread it real quick, and he just slapped together some books. So he wrote 16 not so great books, and then his 17th book became a cult classic bestseller. Quantity leads to quality. Most people want to be this person who comes out of the gate successful. A, that's not going to happen. And B, it's kind of a curse. Because if you get successful, if you get a viral hit right away, it's going to teach you bad habits. You're not going to know why you got so successful so quickly, so you're going to be trying to replicate a formula that you don't really understand. You don't know what made you successful, so you're going to try to pander, and you're going to try to recreate that effect, which is going to make your writing inauthentic, which is not going to lead to the results that you want anyways. So this ties in with the idea of the Pareto principle of writing, where a small handful of your articles are going to start to do the legwork for you in the future. The beginning bulk of your work is going to create most of the success because it's going to give you that habit that you need. In the first lesson, we talked about writing to learn, not for money. Again, I wish for you that you actually started writing on Medium before the partner program existed, because I see it's creating weird psychological patterns in people's mind. They are looking at the amount of content they're putting out and how little money they're making from it initially, and that's getting discouraging for them. So if you want to stand the chance to make money down the road, you're going to have to write a lot of content up front without getting paid a ton. I credit my success to writing articles for free for like 3 years. I wrote articles 100% free for about 3 years. Now, I use them to build up my email list, and in that time frame, I wrote books, and I kind of sold those, but I really wasn't making a ton of money until this partner program thing popped off. But before then, I was making still relatively low money. I was just plodding along, becoming a better writer. And that's the thing that you have to remember too. This is a course about Medium, but you are going to be growing a large writing catalog that you can use for the rest of your life. You can take your old articles and republish them and rewrite them and put them on new platforms. You can take content that you have and spruce it up and tie it together and put it into the form of a book. So the more content you produce, the more assets that you have that you can leverage in the future. This is what you need to understand. So quantity leads to quality. I got some blog posts in the description that'll talk about how to become a prolific writer. Each of these modules is going to have little support materials, whether that's assignments, PDFs, or blog posts you can reference to kind of help you gel this process together and get it set in your mind. But understand, especially if you are brand new to writing, you're just going to have to write a lot before you become very good. All right, we're going to move on to lessons about understanding your audience. I'm trying to give you everything you need for you to have the right mindset, tools, all the frameworks you need to get started. By the time you're finished with this course, you should have everything you need to start writing on Medium and beginning or continuing to build your writing career. I'll see you on the next video.